Hey, Dumpster Divas, we are back with another episode of Dumpster Dive with me, Tom Hamlet, and my sister, Kix Hamlet. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, that internet is fresh. It's like we're right on each other's, like, sometimes I'm like, Kix, and you're like, hi.
Which feels bananas because it is disgusting outside. So we're just going to keep rolling with it.
Well, it's nice because no one's home right now. So I'm the only one on the Wi-Fi. You also, no one's you home. Live alone. Unless same, Grizz yeah. is like in the corner, like playing Switch.
I wish that would be really cute.
Like the cat typing, you know, when the cat's.
Yeah, he's
you,
like.
You send it to me all the time.
Yeah, I always send it to you.
I poured. I don't have work tomorrow. I mean, I do have work tomorrow, but I'm work from home, but I have nothing to do. I like poured some wine and it's so disgusting.
Oh no.
I bought like a nice-ish new bottle of I think it was Malbec or Montepulciano. It was like something it wasn't nice, but it wasn't like bad.
Right.
And I'm like, this is
maybe
bad.
It's like skunked or whatever it's called.
It's 2019.
No, but that doesn't mean that it's good. Like,
what a disappointment.
Here's the thing. I've sent back a bottle of wine before, and it only happened recently. And I was so disgusted with myself, but it was literally just, it was the grossest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Wait, what do you mean you said? Oh, like in my mind, when you said that for some reason in my brain, you like got wine delivered from a local wine store and you called them and said, this is disgusting. I'm sending it back.
No, I understand. You got I think a glass it's called of wine. Skunked.
You got a right? glass of wine though.
No, we ordered a bottle for the table and they like did the taste test and my friend tasted it.
Was this near like, Paul that night?
No. It was when I was traveling over the summer. Mm. My friend tasted it and was like, it's good. And he's like, will you taste it? And I was like, sure. And it was it was rosé. It was fucking nasty. Like there was
rosé
no,
can be really gross really easily.
But and there was no way that it was like actually good. And that's what like it's like the reason you taste it before is because you have to it's like to make sure the bottle's like an actual good bottle of wine. Like right. good as in drinkable, not like flavor.
Right, right.
And I sent it back and the guy was like, well, our sommelier tasted it and it tasted excellent to him. I said, that's great, but we'd like a different bottle, please.
They're fine. They can use it for a glass. Like, figure it out. You're not paying that much for that bottle anyways. Like them.
Yeah.
No, I've never done that. I've never sent anything back, like, wine-wise. I've sent back... People don't make good martinis, which is a whole issue I could talk on forever, but... like, people just don't
you've
know...
Sent more...
People don't
but
know
But sometimes
how to get
you'll just
it.
Drink it.
Sometimes, but... I mean, the other day, I ordered a Tito's martini with... olives and lightly dirty. They brought me a filthy blue cheese stuffed olive gin martini. I was
oh,
like,
that's really different.
I was like, I can't actually wholeheartedly say this is what I ordered. So I told
it's
them.
Almost like they gave you the wrong drink. Like that's
no,
it was
I know.
So
they
different.
We're confident it was mine. It was bad. Yeah. But
well, a week from today, we will be already in London. So,
So Kix and I leave for London Tuesday evening. We'll arrive Wednesday morning. If you'd like the full itinerary, I can give you that too.
I have a PowerPoint.
We will not have a new, quote unquote, new topical episode next week, but we will be releasing a, Real Housewives of Miami episode covering the first five.
I don't like how you said that.
I mean, like we won't have like a
new
Bravo episode.
No, I'm saying that you saying the word new back to
new,
together.
New.
New.
It was a little chuggy.
It's like, yeah, it sounds.
It was a little ick. Is that what the kids are saying? That's ick. Or that's
icks.
I have the icks.
I thought about maybe you and I should do our icks to each other, but then I think I'd probably cry.
Why would we do that?
I don't know. There's like
that
on TikTok
sound fun.
Couples. On TikTok,
we're not a couple.
Like, I'm not done talking.
Okay.
Couples and like friends and are doing it. And I was like, oh, Tom and I could do that. And then I was like, no, I actually would get my feelings hurt.
Well, I mean, I can think of some that are so not feelings hurt. level.
I know.
Like when you the other day came over for my birthday and chunked a ball across the apartment as if we were like in a 100-yard football field for Russell to catch, to which I said, I'm actually in the third floor of this apartment building, and that downstairs neighbor now officially wants to murder me. That gives
Great.
me the ick. No, but we're gonna be in London, which is gonna be really exciting. But you guys will get a nice little Miami recap, which we have not talked about at all, because we're saving our thoughts, and it's been so good. Although I have not
It's
seen
so fucking good.
the fourth episode, no, the
I
fifth
haven't,
episode yet.
yeah, I haven't seen the fifth either.
So, but we'll cover it all for your little ears. So, and also if you have London recs, send them our way. We have stuff booked out, but we can also change what we do, where we eat.
We were talking about Miami. For some reason, I thought you said Lenny, and I was like, what?
London
I
town.
know, London. How's my accent?
Bad. Don't think they appreciate that there.
No.
But what?
Nothing.
Have
I'm
you
just so
do you
excited.
care
I'm
about Harry and
packed.
Meghan?
No.
Okay, because I haven't
I
watched.
wish them well. I wish them well. And I don't mean that in a shady way, even though it sounded like that. I genuinely think that
I
I
think
believe them, and
I
but
believe
I
them, but
also kind of think they're fucked up,
I no, I
so.
believe them, but I wish they would get off my screen. Like, I think I just don't need what else. What more can we know? Like, everyone's bad.
Even then, like
My
it's
the royal family is so fucked up. But the one thing that will forever confuse me forever is that Meghan just plays up this idea that like she had no idea who Prince Harry was.
when they literally, I saw like some clips going
And
around
she worked
on
in
social
Hollywood.
media. No, she knew that she literally talked about it on an interview. She knew before they met.
Yeah, so that's my only thing that I'm always like, okay. But I am
I
team
don't care
her,
about them, but
actually,
I,
but
yeah, I am team them, but again, I wish them well, but I just don't give a fuck, so.
I was listening to something and they were like, is The Crown, like the television show, just gonna end on like Meghan Markle opening like a case on like Deal or No Deal? Like, how is the show gonna wrap
That would
up?
actually be incredible.
She like opens it and she's like, you just lost $2 million, and it's like cut to
Wink.
black.
And it does like the wink where it like dings and sparkles. And that's
Yes. Wait, we need to
it.
talk White Lotus finale because we've essentially been recapping
Oh.
it. Now, I'm gonna say something here, and this may be like an ick moment, and I don't want you to. There are aspects of Portia that remind me of you.
Is it my hair?
Well, the hair right now isn't helping, certainly, because and you guys do share physically a similar face,
Yeah.
but like the
What is it about?
kind.
Is it the style?
No, it's
Because
not
you
the
always hate my
style.
style, and
It's
I. Thank
Kix. You totally
you.
misunderstand the style forever. I think you have wonderful style, but you aren't confident in it.
No, I am now. I've gotten much better.
You
Yeah.
are now,
Yeah.
but like you have this perpetual fear that you'll show up somewhere not dressed correctly. And then you just carry that with you when you're there. You're like, how do I look? And I'm like, you look
Well, it
great.
happened pretty bad last
Yeah, well, I'm gonna put
recently.
that on you. You didn't do your research about where we were going. Kix and I went to a friend's concert at a very nice dinner venue, 54 Below here in New York City. And I was like, I should just wear my suit coat and like chinos because like I never wear this coat. Because you like have a martini and you watch a show and there's a wait. There's like a drink minimum. Like, it's nice. And Kix showed up in her Renaissance Box 4 t-shirt and some joggers.
No, I was in jeans.
Jeans.
Give
But
me that. Yeah.
And you sat with your like puffer coat on.
Because I was mortified. I
I don't
literally
think it's
walked
a
down
big
the.
I really don't think
It's
it's a
not a
big
big
deal
deal.
at all.
I
But
just,
you
the
make it a
way
big
it
deal.
was hilarious because I walked down and I see you in a, like, almost a full suit. And I was like,
It wasn't
what have
almost a
I
full suit. I
done?
was wearing a polo shirt. Like,
With dress pants,
no,
dress shoes.
they're chinos and like dress. It's not, but we also all have different things that where we feel like dressed up and like
No, it's
who's
also New York City, so literally no one cares.
No, no one cares.
And I have to tell myself that.
But you care.
I do.
So just step it up. If you
Okay, but
care.
now I'm like, now what else about her? Is she what?
No, it's
Is
not the
she what,
fashion.
Tom?
No, Kix, it's not the fashion. It's the
I
way you
know, I know.
lead, what the way you think people are. You take people at face value a lot of the time, and then when they wrong you, you're done. But
Yeah.
like, you take everyone at face value, and you're very heart-centered, and you lead with that, and you also kind of look like her. And then I saw that interview of her twerking on the Today Show, and I'm like, this is something Kix would do.
I would be sad. I would be sad to leave my boss dead. That was
Sure,
the so
that didn't land right, but
I also do.
I
I
think you
am
would have
the
done
only
what
thing.
happened with Albie and the other guy. Like, I think you would have been like,
Yeah.
Albie is too nice for me, and then this hot British guy comes over and you fuck him,
But
and then you're like, hey,
what I
Albie.
wouldn't have done is gone to someone's home that I didn't know and let them drive me around. I do have a good gut instinct. So
You do.
unlike
You would. I
Miss
didn't say you were
Portia,
her. I said there are aspects that.
I didn't. I'm just talking. I'm
I know.
communicating. I'm talking back at you.
I got it.
No, her and I do have similar things in common, especially the hair. And our clothing choices are quite different. So
No. You have much, much better style, and you would never wear what she wore to that goddamn airport.
oh my God, it was so ugly.
And then that interview where she said a lot of the clothes were mine. Did you see that?
That makes it even more hilarious.
My girl, let's
But
get you a
like
home.
in a writer's room, it's genius because she's a mess of a person. She's no idea what she's doing. She's a PA going to Italy and they send her home even though she didn't want to leave. Like she's just like, so her style makes sense for her character. And it's also like what? Gen Z wears ugly shit all the time, so
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and you're not Gen Z, I guess, so that's another differentiator
thank
for
you.
you. Wait, do you think that Daphne and what's his face fucked on that island?
100%.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't figure out if they fucked. I don't know that I think they fucked, but I think they like he like went down on her or something and then was like, I feel empowered.
It's not the same. Like, it's almost the same, if not the same.
I just don't think there was full penny. Do you
I
think there
don't know.
was?
I think as the world thinks and the internet thinks, I think Daphne is literally the star of the series. I think she's number one. She's an incredible actress. I don't know who this woman is. I'm sure I've seen
So
her in
Megan
something.
Fahey is a Broadway girl, and a friend of mine reminded me that I've like spent a whole night with this woman.
Incredible.
Right when I moved to New York City. I was in the show, this like reading, and I don't know that I don't think she came to the reading, but then we were invited to like the producer's apartment on Central Park South. It was like face the Central Park South, like face the park and the huge
Whoa.
balcony. It was like a wild New York City memory. And she was there, and we were like singing songs, I think like at the piano and shit like that. Literally, I have no recollection of this, but my friend Sarah. Friend of the pod, Sarah Mullis, she texted me and was like, you realize who Megan Fahey is? I'm like, no. I'm like, and also Sarah could remember like a random person we saw on the streets of New Orleans, like in 2020, and be like, you know who that is, right?
2021, we were not there in 2020.
2021, whatever, regardless.
Don't come for us.
I think it might have been safer in 2020, honestly.
No, I don't think so, because it was probably busier. So,
Don't know. That was, yeah. But she was like, that was Megan Fahey. I'm like, hey, I had no idea. But she was a Broadway girl and she was in Next to Normal original cast. She was the understudy for Jennifer Damiano. Supergirl and what's it called? Superboy, the Invisible Girl, that song.
I love that song. I love that show. I've never seen it. I want to so
Wait, you never
badly.
seen it?
No, because it was on tour and I was like out of town when you and mom went.
Well. Go see it. I'm sure it'll be back to Broadway in the next 5
Yeah.
years. Yeah, but she's amazing.
It was amazing. I think that What do you think Aubrey Plaza and Theo James fucked?
No, I don't think they did. I think they
I don't
went,
think so
they were
either.
like down to fuck, but then didn't get all the way there.
Yeah, I think it was like a. Yeah, I agree with that.
I think they both did similar things where they like
Yeah.
went far. Is it Ethan? Yeah, Ethan, right? That's the other guy's name. Ethan and Cameron. Yeah, I think Ethan, honestly, what would make for a great story is that maybe he even went a little further because like, just because like he, I don't
He
know.
thought, yeah.
Do you
No, I
know,
know
I'm
what you
not
mean.
using my words, but I don't know. I just, yeah, there's a lot that was left open, which I really, really liked. And then I
Yeah,
also
me
was
too.
I've been listening to a lot of different podcasts, like talking about it. And there's a big takeaway that I didn't realize initially was that Mike White, for everyone who doesn't know, Mike White was on Survivor, a great season of Survivor, and he's hilarious on it. And a lot of cast members were in this show and in season one as like extras. And he said he used like the Survivor like methodology of cutting to like a snake when like things get tense before a next scene because like it kind of just like leaves you in the dark about like kind of what's happening. And if you go
Yeah.
back and watch, like every scene like ends with like a pan to like a random like statue just standing in a corner and then it
Oh,
cuts over to something else.
yeah, I thought that was oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because they zoomed in on a lot of statues,
Yeah.
but I loved it. I was not surprised, but also surprised the ending. I think it's genius because everybody assumed that it wouldn't be Jennifer Coolidge who died because like she was in the first one, she's in the second one, so we're like, oh, she's gonna be like the storyline. And like the way they set it up to be like everybody could have died. Everybody could have been the one that was found in the water, except
Poor
literally
Megan.
Megan,
Yeah.
because she was the one who found them. So like when it started happening, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But then like then she almost wasn't gonna die because
Right, then
she
you're like, oh, the dead
murdered
people are
everybody.
everyone who's dead. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she famously, I'm gonna say famously, because it'll go down in books as one of the dumbest things you could ever do. Instead of taking off your shoes and walking down the stairs, you wear your
Well,
heels to try to jump over the side of the boat and break your neck.
so I saw a TikTok. Now everything comes back to Bravo. I saw a TikTok about this woman was like, I've watched enough Below Deck to explain to you why she couldn't walk down the stairs. And I was like, oh, okay. And so remember, like in a yacht, a super yacht, I mean, I assume that a lot of them are created similarly, like in terms of like the structure for like safety. But the back area, you know how they unload, they like put the like
Yeah, it's like
garage
up.
door, shall we call it, down, and then you put all the like the floaties out there and you stand back there. When you're like moving, like that is all locked up so no one can like access like the area down there. Like the stairs will only go to a certain point because for safety reasons. And when the guy got on the boat from his what's it called? What's the technical term of the little boat? The go I was
Dingy.
no, not a dinghy. The oh my gosh, what is it called on Below Deck when there's the boat, you will take the we'll take the oh God. I'll remember. But when he comes on that boat, he takes the ladder with him, like the ladder that goes up the side, because she goes to the ladder and there's no ladder there. So she didn't really have another option. I mean, what she should have just done is literally like slide off the boat and
Or
then
just
crawl
jump in
onto
the
the other
fucking
boat.
water.
You're on a boat alone. Like the boat's not
Just
sinking. Like,
literally jump into the water.
right. And grab a life vest. They're under every couch cushion.
Yeah.
The thing is with Jennifer Coolidge is she is such a likable character in our universe because like we
Yeah.
just love her and everything she's in. But this character is not a good person, which I think we kind
Right.
of like forget about. She's an idiot who doesn't know how to manage her money and like has, I'm sure, done some fucked up things. Let us not forget how she fucked over Natasha, what's her face, from Insecure in the first season. She's not a good person.
No, she's not.
And
But
so
what
she just wants to feel fabulous, feel beautiful. And of course, like the dumb rich woman kills herself unintentionally by slamming her skull into the side of a boat.
But what made me sad, other than her dying, of course, is that the men still won. Like, this whole season was about, like, toxic masculinity. And her husband won at the end of it. Like, he gets her inheritance now because she's dead.
We don't know that. Because we don't know that they can't piece together what all went down. Like, but, you think he's just going to be like, they're just going to be like, everyone's dead. You'll get the money. Like, things take longer than that.
I know, but like, if you think about
it, when a billionaire dies on a boat and there's all these people dead around them, and there's, and some, he had, she has been married for 6 months, the people managing her money are not going to just give him all the money without doing a full investigation of how that money was gathered, you know? But also, the men did not win, because in the end, Megan Fahey won in that whole,
she won.
She was like, do what you have to do. You got to hustle to be, like, confident in this world. And then, like, the sex workers absolutely won.
You're right.
The head of the, I mean, Portia won. She escaped. She got out alive.
And someone's number at the end of it. And got laid a whole bunch of times.
Wait. Brian just texted both of us.
Okay.
Because we gave him shit about not listening to the podcast.
Oh, God.
And he's listening to the beginning of last week's episode. And he says, I didn't realize this is a weather podcast. I've been missing out.
What a fucking dick.
Speaking of Brian, though, we have to tip our hat. My beautiful boyfriend partner, Brian Rivera of Brighton Bakes, is officially a Food Network Holiday Wars winner.
A winner, baby.
She's a winner. I went out, baby.
And I did scream on my couch because I honestly, he's a very good liar, which you should look into.
Yeah, self-proclaimed.
I'm just kidding. because I had no idea that he was going to go this far. I mean, he's so talented and his team was incredible and obviously the best. And they were the best, so.
Yeah, I mean, the only part of this where I will pat myself on the back is that I did say from the beginning he goes to the finals. I'm confident of it.
Yeah.
And no one listened.
Well, what were we supposed to say? No, he sucks and loses.
Say I predicted part of this.
So honestly, this win is
so
for
generous
you,
of centering myself in this.
Yeah, this is your win.
You honestly, carry it this does team. Feel like a win for me. Like, I'm with a star.
Yeah.
But we love you, Brian, and congrats. And everyone go follow Brighton Bakes. If you live in New York City, he does cookie drops once a week or maybe once every other week, depending on the holidays. And he has a treat of the week, and you can order that treat, meet him somewhere in the city. Not a mystery location. He just picks a pickup location. And then not only do you get to
meet
him.
It's a scavenger hunt.
Right. Not only do you get to meet him, and he's very charming and lovely, he also provides the treat that you purchase. So.
And they're so fucking good.
He's very, very talented. And please go support him. He deserves all of your love and support.
Agreed.
Do you want to talk Bravo?
Let's hit it.
I was so bored this week.
That was my...
Like a breaking news?
That was my transition music. Because the way you said it was like a perfect time for an ad break.
Sure. We do have an ad we could plug in there if you want, but I just have been foregoing that because I know people sometimes don't like that. But sleepy week, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, it's like, is this the end of the episode? Because this
I really wish it was. I mean, what are we going to say? So, well, okay, Potomac, full snooze. I can't even remember what happened. I'm like,
I don't know. I watched parties, it on Sunday. Or on
and then
Monday.
Apparently Mia, I just found out on Instagram, Mia is no longer working with the knee. What's it called? The joint. Like, they don't own the business. They have a business partner that owns
what
it.
What did and, like, happen left. On the episode?
Well, we had she had that like opening party. We had the twins had their party with Giselle and Jamal.
Yes.
We had that sit down with Robin and Candace.
Yes.
We
Which I'm glad they worked it out.
Yes, and then the party ended on Candace's, like, I have another degree.
Yeah. And is going to throw a party in their new house.
Yeah. That's essentially it. And I actually I don't know that I have anything to say.
Yeah, it's like, here's the thing. I still feel the way it felt last week. I think Aunt Jizzy and Robin are bothering the shit out of me.
They're very, very, very annoying.
I'm happy, though, that Robin and Candace made up because they're genuinely friends. I think a lot of these women, unlike most of the shows, especially Salt Lake City, I think these women are actually friends.
Well, so that's my thing is, like, I think we misunderstand. I think the housewives themselves misunderstand, like, the stakes in a show. Like, I think that people think that because Jen is, like, going to prison for 20 years, that that's stakes. It's like, well, that's not really interesting to me because, like, we know she did it. She's not really friends with any of these people. Like, there's not and real stakes on the line.
But
the
stakes of today that we're recording, also Jen Shaw's, all of her fancy designer shit are knockoffs.
Like, duh. Like, that's, duh. Yeah. It's just, we, the Salt Lake City women are so face value. It's like, and they think they're really doing something over there that they're not, I think. But the stakes in Potomac is that these people are actually friends and there are real friendships on the line. That's why it's important to keep casts the same for a long period of time and not get trigger happy with removing women when they had a sleepy season.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm kind of like bummed that Wendy is on the outs. I know that you have your feelings about her and,
I think that she's an important person in the mix. My thing about with her, my thing with her is not, it's just that, like, I want her, they don't let her in. It's a downward spiral, right? They don't let her in, so then she can't be included. So then she has to be kind of like pretend friends with them. So that's part of it. So that's not really her fault. But I just think that her trying so hard with them and trying so hard to make good television, it makes it hard to get to really know her.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that that's an issue in her life. Like, she keeps herself quite busy, I think, in an effort to not let people in.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean, though?
I do.
Just take a second. Because I know people like that, that, like, want to stay. I don't know how to say this without, well, they'll never hear this, but, like, I've worked with people in the past that do this, where if they keep themselves busy enough, like, they don't have to realize that they don't have friends.
Oh.
It's not someone I'm close with. So
it's fine. I'm not saying that because I think
never,
I know who it
this
is.
This person will literally never
hear this. I'm
just
saying that's very, like, troubling.
I know, but I think she kind of does that sometimes.
Yeah. I'm just, like, bummed because I felt like last season she was so fun and toxic, but fun. Like, and I know you're
I'm not
making
saying
a
anything.
Face.
I didn't say anything. I wasn't having fun, but as long as you're having fun.
You know what? And that's what matters is I rarely have fun with these television shows, so I'm going to let the wins come in when they can.
But you love Wendy, and that's great. I love that for you. It's important for you to love someone. You struggle to love most people on these shows.
I like Candace. I like Karen.
I love Karen and Candace so much. They are my favorites.
No, I'm just sad that we haven't gotten a resolution of them yet, but
we'll get it. She was on Watch What Happens Live and she was like, we're good now.
Okay, good.
So no, don't hold good. Don't put that on your heart, Portia. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna turn the tables on you. I didn't watch Family Karma this week, did you?
No, but I think it's excellent. Probably not good to just continue every week to be like, did you watch Family Karma? And then we say no.
What was I? Okay, the one time that I was ready to fake it till I made it.
No, I'm just.
So laughing. I was like, I'm being upfront because I didn't prepare to fake
Family
it.
Family Karma deserves more than us every week saying, did you watch it? And then we say,
okay,
no.
Then I won't bring it up again.
No, I know. I'm just saying the beautiful people of Family Karma deserve more than
I
us.
Love them.
I love them too. I haven't had a lot of time to watch these shows, period, to be quite honest with you.
Period. And.
Anyways, let's get on to Salt Lake City.
Shut up. You've been offline doing that all the time.
I do it all the time. I've done it on this podcast before. I don't care. No, Salt Lake City. So another slog. I mean, these...
Unfortunately...
Honestly, I think actually one of the most disturbing things has happened in the Housewives franchise, and it happened on Salt Lake City this week, and that was that these women were... sent to a beach with a beach party planner who actually that is generous.
I don't know.
Party
I
city have no employee wh- like coordinated some activities for them. I mean,
like they're on a middle school field trip.
And then after they compete in their like field day on the beach, they're like sitting in those chairs. They look so uncomfortable drinking like off-brand like Natty Lights. I'm like, what are we watching? Because this is dark.
like it was when a Meredith, really
yeah.
Here's the thing: it was not a boring episode. I can.
It wasn't
say
boring.
That. What did I have fun? Absolutely no. Not.
And Jen and Heather really thought they were doing something there at the end. I'm like,
and they just looked nasty. Like
right, so like. You know, when the Roni women went to Tequila, Mexico, got blackouts, Sonia accidentally put on Bethany's swimsuit, like Luann's face planning. That is so fun because that was like breaking the mold of Housewives. Like
right.
No Housewives trip had ever gone so raw on footage where we're just seeing like women naked, crying, holding each other in a pool. I mean, it is some of the best television because it is.
It never had been done before.
It never had been done before. And it negates who they are in so many ways. Like, they're supposed to be these Upper East Side women who are so, like, have such thoughts on class and etiquette and then are, like, naked. And it just was hilarious.
Right.
Them, they're, like, trying to do something.
And they like, just were, like, mean all... And then they were just drunk and mean.
You know, I've never felt gayer than seeing those, I would say big old naturals on Jen, but those are not natural walking around that pool. I was like, this isn't for me.
I'm someone that likes women. That is also not for me
But you're not straight. That's what I'm saying. You're not straight. I'm saying like I really touched down with my gayness in that moment. And this is not, I think Jen is a beautiful woman. I saw that and I was like, okay, like I'm in the right spot.
Oh my God. They play it all over. The way they played it for the promos over and over again is Angie K, right? K or H.
Heather, yeah, I've never seen the side of you before.
Fucking hilarious.
I know. She's I turned. Serious. You told me that Angie K was a star. I said no. I actually disagree with myself.
She's a star.
She has the Lisa Barlow in her where she's so dumb about the show. She doesn't get what's funny. And that line is hilarious. Like, that's Housewives. Heather, I've never seen this side of you before. Like, she has a similar Lisa Barlow voice.
She felt sad and like the way she said it.
She's like, Heather, and then I've never seen this side of you before.
And I same, I guess. So
Heather is troubled, and so is Jen, and that they're living in forget all your troubles. Come on, get happy. I mean, it's tough stuff what's happening over there, and with Whitney and Heather. I hope when Heather watched this episode, she gathered a little intel on her own, the way she herself like responds to things, because. Like, I think that they're fighting over dumb shit, and it's ridiculous that it's going on.
At this point, they're fighting because they're fighting.
Right.
Like, they're in a fight because they are in a fight.
Right.
Like, they can't just get past the first fight, so now they're in another fight about the first fight.
Right. So, that in itself is exhausting, but I need Heather to recognize that she does speak down to people in a really, really bad way, because...
That whole conversation
was so cringe. Whitney was being so... Like, I do think Whitney can stir the pot, but I think she was being so honest and on top of her feelings. She's like, I am literally telling you what's wrong. And she's like, are you telling me? Did you tell me then? Did you tell me now? I'm like, Can you bring this energy to your friend Jen over here, who is actually a fucking delusional so mean criminal?
She's so mean to her.
She is so mean.
It makes absolutely no sense.
And then for her to stay, like, up all night, like, partying with Jen.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't have these kinds of friends anymore because I realized it was toxic. But in college, I often had friends that, like, I didn't like as people, but they were fun to go out with and have the time of my life when we out.
We've all been there. I've done it
too. All have done it.
Yeah.
And love the crazy girls and the woo-woo and the, it was fun. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's not fun anymore because now I'm an adult and realize that, like, I'm not helping the situation and they're not enhancing my life. So what's the point? And I don't think Heather will ever get there because, like, mm-hmm. I still think they're friends, like IRL. In this time period, they're friends.
Wait.
But
Heather and Jen, like, you're saying?
Like, literally right today, now? December 15th. Yes,
they absolutely are friends. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And, but I do think Heather recognizes her rudeness and her fucked upness because I caught this tiny moment in her interview where, like, after they had come back from that stupid ass Marilyn Monroe appetizer dinner.
I hate that. And I, you know, famously in the words of June Diane Raphael on Bitch Sesh, she says, "I want a business to succeed." And I do want a business. I do want a business to succeed. Everyone should be able to have a business that succeeds, you know. But that business alarms me.
A charcuterie table is fun when you're having friends over and you all are like in your own home.
Trust me, I've been on their Instagram scrolling because the concept of it is crazy to me.
But, like, I have a lot of feelings about it, but
Let's go. Let's talk about it. We got nothing else to talk about.
It's so fucked up that, like, people are making concepts restaurants about eating off of the table when that's actually not, like, you're, like, making light. It's just such a bizarre concept to me because I'm like, no, but then, like, if you want to go eat Indian food, you're just going to eat it with a fork and then when it's on a plate. Like, there's, like, this whiteness.
Like, Ethiopian food, you literally, like, your utensil is, like, it's not quote-unquote bread, but they have, like, a bread-like device that you literally eat your food with. Like, that's how you consume.
But white people are taking that concept and putting it on a table and charging tons of money for it and being like, look how fun this is. And it's like, yeah, I like to eat Indian food. And
also a cheese board slabs. We all love a cheese board.
Same.
Great.
But it's like, why is it? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, but I can't imagine going there and being like, wow, you know, I wish I just could get a sandwich. Or like, God, I'm craving like an actual meal. Like, you're not actually eating food. You're just like eating.
Right.
Like,
that's also the difference is that, like, they're literally just eating appetizers off of a table and then leaving.
I know. It's weird. It's a weird place. And I also looked it up. They do, like, events. It's, like, DJs come there. I'm like,
DJs?
There's a lot going on. And something else I will say, they are on the wonderful side of history, are always posting positive things about women's rights, trans rights. So I respect the business, but I just, you know... It's hard. It was disturbing. And not only to bring a cheese board restaurant into this, but to also like layer Marilyn Monroe theme party on top of that.
In public, when they did the commercials for it, I thought they were in a home.
Yeah, I know.
They left the building.
Honestly, well, here's the thing. You know, I can't be too upset. I've been to a very nice restaurant at a bachelorette party in a wig.
Yeah.
In Austin. Sure. Like, I can't really be upset about it.
But the way they walked in, people were like clapping at them and they were like, they were on cloud nine.
They all looked
the most wild, like literally maybe a minute I've ever seen.
I don't think until this episode I understood Jen's breasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, seeing her in that really. I don't even know how you categorize that loofah thing she had
on.
The
tube?
It's not really a tube
It
dress,
looks
I
like a
guess,
barrel.
but
You know, like the barrel, like in like cartoons, they like get naked and run around in a barrel.
yeah, no,
That's
you're
what it
right.
looked
That's a
like,
perfect
but it's just not
comparison.
pink.
With some frills on it. I mean, it was shocking. I mean, no wonder she wanted to get topless. It would be so easy to get there. Like, it was just slipping and sliding over her bosom.
And then the club was a lot.
But see,
That,
I came
because I've
alive. I
also.
came alive then. That was when I was like, okay, we're doing something here.
Right, because they're just watching Whitney from the balcony, just like wanting to spit on her. They were so disgusted about her having fun.
Oh, you know Lisa Barlow did not go into that club.
No.
Did you notice? Because when they got home, Lisa opened the door for them. I'm like, Lisa, I know you're a Ted Cruz supporter, but just like hide it for a second.
I never understand how people are Ted Cruz. Like, or how are you a supporter of Ted Cruz when you don't even live in Texas? Like, what's the point?
No, she gave him money to when he was running for president.
That's got it.
Granted, that was 7 years ago, but still,
Okay,
not nothing.
so let's talk about this black guy because I think the producers are being real fucking
Yeah,
dicks.
she fucking fell on something.
Yeah.
Jen came up to her door because Jen too was blackout and was like, "Heather, I want to watch like Unsolved Mysteries."
Snapped. I think that what similar to what it reminded me of is that Jersey season. It was like 2 seasons ago where all of the promos were Melissa Gorga like being like I'm calling someone that she was talking to, and Teresa was like on the phone with Joe and was like, "Hey, Melissa, I just saw Melissa's texting with some guy."
Oh,
And it
yes.
turned out to be
They
a
were
joke.
literally
That's
pranking. Yeah.
literally what's happening. That was
That
good.
was good. Much better. Please don't also do that next week.
My intro word, it's like the
Yeah.
actors in my life,
Kinesthetic trigger is the word
thank
we
you,
call it.
is literally,
Literally.
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 No, they're just playing a joke on Meredith, who's not fun. So
No, it's not
she's
a
gonna.
joke. I think she has a black eye.
No, but they're just like playing it up because they're like,
Oh.
Meredith, you need to come in here.
But I'm sorry. Also, something else that's disturbing to me, and trust me, we had a weekend with our podcast friends, and we all were very drunk. So
Yeah.
I'm not saying you don't go there, but staying up, being 50 years old and staying up till 4 a.m., like running around naked, blackout, getting scratches and black eyes. I'm like,
It's they're not staying up till four,
really?
like sitting around a fire, like
I'm.
chugging beers and chatting. Like that would be like,
I don't even like that.
no, but there's something at least like you're like there's you're like talking the night away,
I'm not
not
shaming them
flashing
for
your
like,
tits out.
I'm not, I feel like we've really gone Republican all of a sudden. We're
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
we're like,
We're
can
like,
these ladies
fuck
put their
women.
tits away? Please wrap it up. No, I just mean like, it's just like, it's scary.
The when they kept doing the time, I'm like, how are they still awake?
I don't know. I mean, trauma mama. They got some things that they needed to get out that night, and they did. Also, the next morning, I would be zombie.
I just it yeah, it was really a wild ride.
So, I'm curious to see what happens. I'm not understanding the door handle shaking, but I just think she texted someone and was like, "Can you come bring me a water?"
Or yeah, I wonder if like
Because
Jen
remember,
was
they're not
in
in
the
that
room.
house. They're in the house next door.
Right, with Je but Jen's in the house next door. That's why I say I wonder if Jen was in her room. And Heather looked like it looked like Heather locked the door when she
Yeah.
left,
But
and
also
Jen
looked
was
like
trying to get out.
they were trying to also make it look like someone was like breaking in. I know it
Or
didn't,
there was like a ghost.
no one broke in. Like it's
No.
someone literally, it's one of the girls. And it's not Whitney.
No.
And even if it is, I doubt that they got in a fight. I bet she wanted to just like, but I actually don't even think it's her. I honestly think it's Jen.
And I think she just fell, which
Yeah.
looks probably felt so fucking
I mean,
painful.
I don't know how you fall and get a black eye like that. That's scary
Oh,
to me, but
yeah, that hurts. Hurts my face thinking about it. But, two thumbs up.
I actually can't wait to chat Miami, because that is
Yeah, it's really the light.
the lifeline we
It's
have
always
here.
my lifeline because it's literally, I love that show so much. I love the women. I can't wait to talk about it.
So I turned on Peacock today, and there's like a watch along with Larsa and Lisa. Like, it's a director's commentary.
Oh my God, I can't wait to dive into Larsa too. We just,
Oh
it's
God,
yes.
I have so much to say about why I'm Team Larsa. Lisa versus Larsa, which, first of all, I'm laughing at that
Hilarious.
already. Lisa versus Larsa, like, what are we doing here? The thing that makes me laugh is Lisa really thought she was doing something. Like, she's like, I'm starting off this season with Stir in the Pot about saying that she lives in a hotel, like in a building with people who are on OnlyFans. And
And
then it's
so
like,
many people in Miami
babe,
are on OnlyFans. So she's
yeah,
honestly
literally
right.
like half of Miami has an OnlyFans. So, like, sure, like, they're, what? But then I'm like, baby, like, there, you got a lot more to worry about than like trying to start that. You actually have a storyline this season, so.
Ooh, can't wait.
But yeah, so once again, we will have a Miami recap out next week, and then TBD on the week after that, because I also don't know how much Bravo programming will be out then. So, definitely next week, and if not after that, we'll see you in the new year. But thank you guys for another great year of podcasting. We love all of our listeners. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe to the pod. Please leave a fun review. We've gotten a couple new ones recently, so I will definitely read those next week. Yeah, you can follow me at The Tom Hamlet, and you can follow Kix.
At Kix Hamlet, that spells
Yes,
CIX.
and then the podcast is Dumpster Dive Pod, and we will talk to y'all soon.
Happy Christmas. How's that?
Was rough. Bye.
Bye.